Arkansas's first organic cage-free egg processing facility opened in Northeast Berryville just last week. The specialty egg plant is owned and operated by members of the Amish Mennonite community there, which inhabits eastern Carroll County. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich went there, and she has this report.
Several dozen Amish and Mennonite workers, the bearded men wearing customary denim jeans and suspenders, the women, long cotton dresses, their hair tucked into white bonnets, sort, grade, and wash hundreds of thousands of eggs this morning in the new Mid-State Specialty Eggs Processing Facility off Haley Road. Ted Hostetler, plant manager, says the 57,000 square foot complex is state of the art.
We have 13,000 square feet of cooler space to put eggs in, and the balance is, of course, boiler rooms, electrical rooms, and a grading floor and office space.
Every day, women prepare wholesome meals in the community kitchen. Mid-State Specialty Eggs Incorporated, headquartered in Smithton, Missouri, is a strict Amish Mennonite-run operation.
Exactly, yeah. We're of the Amish Mennonite faith, and obviously when it was decided that there was another plant needed to be put up, this location was picked. Probably first and foremost because of the people, the Mennonite community that is here.
Mennonites first emerged in the 16th century out of the Protestant Reformation movement. The Amish, a branch of the Mennonites, split off a century later. Both groups maintain a self-sufficient agricultural heritage, choosing to be socially isolated and avoid the trappings of popular culture, including television and radio. Ted Hostetler, however, made an exception, agreeing to talk to us on tape, but only in the privacy of the company office.
And obviously we believe in what the Bible teaches, and we believe in it literally, and the way we conduct our lives, we try to be a shining light to the world. That's what our goal is.
This is Mid-State Specialty Egg's second wholesale egg processing facility, the first constructed in Sedalia, Missouri in 2008 by Marion Hostetler, Ted's relation. Records show the privately held company's first facility has an annual revenue of between $1 to $2.5 million. Compared to specialty eggs, commodity eggs are produced by hens confined to stacked battery cages. The birds are mechanically fed, laying 1 to 2 eggs per day. In the U.S., 90% of the 300 million egg-laying chickens spend their lives in crates, but a growing number of consumers, fast food franchises, and food processors such as General Mills and Nestle are switching to cage-free eggs. As a consequence, says Ted Hostetler, more farmers are switching to specialty eggs.
We have about 1.8 million birds that are contracted to bring eggs here, and that's growing. We have contracts. Our contracts, as far as growth, is taking up. We have commitments to put us to max as far as our facility.
Specialty eggs can be organic, non-GMO, and omega-3 enriched. All are antibiotic-free. Commercial and poultry producers commonly inject medicine directly into eggs to avoid antibiotic labeling. Once fully online, Mid-State Specialty Eggs will process as many as 1.2 million eggs per day.
Right now, we're between 50 and 60,000 dozen a day right now. We need to do a little more than that, but we're still new and learning. Full capacity will be around 100,000 dozen or a little bit more per day.
The Berryville plant also operates a pullet contracting business to ensure enough chicks for local egg producers, which Hostetler describes as family farmers.
And obviously the specialty egg market requires the smaller farm operation, not the huge 3 million bird operation. It requires a smaller square feet. So obviously our growers, they own their own property. Often they have cattle, but then they have this chicken house. The growers, they own their farm, own their barns. They buy the chickens, they buy the feed, we buy the eggs. But we also help manage their flocks, like bird health, their feed rations, getting their pullets when they need them. We also do that.
Hostetler is sourcing eggs from growers based in both Missouri and Arkansas, and some have repurposed obsolete industrial contract poultry barns, which are increasingly littering the Ozarks landscape.
Around this area, there's probably about a fourth of what we process here, maybe a third. I haven't just got the numbers exactly. We ship from Buffalo, Missouri, Clarksville, Arkansas, Pocahontas, Arkansas. Is kind of the main areas we bring in from.
Mid-State Specialty Eggs, which broke ground on the Berryville Complex last August, is working with local farmers to ensure their product is organic and cruelty-free.
Of course, there's a certification for organic, and our hens in our barns are able to run loose and freely like they want. They get feed and water anytime they want, and they know where to lay the eggs. They lay the eggs in at the right spot where it gets on the belt. And even some of our barns, depending on the certificate that they have outside access where they can go outside during the day anytime they want into, yeah, free range, into their grass and whatever they like.
Ted Hostetler says the egg-laying hens last, on average, 70 weeks. Once spent, they are slaughtered for specialty pet food. The birds are fed organic chicken feed produced in a Mennonite-owned mill in Buffalo, Missouri, which, unlike commercial feed, contains no poultry slaughterhouse byproducts. Eggs are hand-gathered and placed into plastic stackable egg pallets and shipped via refrigerated truck to Mid-State storage coolers.
And then they come out of the cooler, and they are hand-stacked. The flats, or the egg flats, are hand-stacked onto the grater. And the grater will pick them off of those egg flats, put them on a belt. It will wash them in two different washers, and then there's a hot water rinse. Then they go under a UV light for disinfect, and then they have automatic leak detectors for cracks, deformities. There's another part of it that checks for blood spots, blood in the eggs, and also each egg is weighed and sized, and it goes on out to the 18 packers that we have, small, medium, large, extra large, and then put into the cartons.
Boxes are stacked on wood pallets and placed into refrigerated trucks for wholesale distribution.
We package a lot for Walmart. We package a lot for National Pasteurizers, lots of different markets all over the United States.
Last April, Walmart, the world's largest retailer, pledged to sell only cage-free eggs in the United States by 2025. But according to the Cornucopia Institute, a sustainable farming economic justice nonprofit, of the 150 branded organic and cruelty-free egg producers operating in the United States, less than a quarter fully meet USDA standards for humane treatment and outdoor access, where laying hens are allowed to flock and forage on green pastures. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.